This is On the Tee, brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink, ready to go. Now here's your host, Anita Marks, on 98.7 ESPN.
What's up? What's up? Welcome in to On the Tee, show number 3 this season. Really stoked about it. What do we got going on for you today? We're going to recap the Masters for you, get you up to speed on the FedEx Cup standings in those points. The odds makers have the odds out for the next tour championship, the next major, the PGA championship, I should say, that's taking place in South Carolina. I'll get those odds for you. Next year's Masters odds are out. And believe it or not, Tiger Woods is on it. I know, unbelievable. We'll get you ready for the final round at Heritage. We've got John Mascari, who's going to be joining us in about 10 minutes. We'll have his plays, his picks for you, as well as David Behrman, who oversees our gambling chalk site. And him and I each and every week submit a golf article. Typically, that article posts, that column, I should say. We call them columns now, right? That column posts on Wednesday. And I've got I'll toot my own horn. I do occasionally. I've got a lot of plays in that Wednesday column that are still active that I'm going to double down on heading into today. And I'll give you those picks for you as well. Tee times for the guys that really matter. The guys that, let's be honest, Stewart Cink has just been so dialed in the last few days. 63 on Thursday, another 63 on Friday, and a 69 yesterday. So 3 rounds in the 60s, really unbelievable. I love the fact that he's got his son on his bag, by the way. I was watching a good portion of it yesterday, and I love the interaction there. And then, of course, his wife, who battled cancer a few years ago, was following them around. It was just a really good family story. So how can you not be rooting for Stewart Cink and his family, especially at his age? And it's been a hot second since he's won on tour, and he's just been so dominant, and he's got a 5-stroke lead. So we're going to get into, again, the Heritage, getting you ready for today's round. And is there a guy out there with Stewart Cink having a 5-shot lead? Is there a guy out there that can possibly one-up him and win this tournament? The odds makers say probably not. It's over 80% that this is Stewart Cink's tournament to lose at this point. But is there a guy out there that maybe there's some good odds on that maybe you want to throw a little bit of change just to see? We'll get into that as well. So and also a good friend of mine, Christina Thompson, CEO of Golf for Her. She reps a lot of the women that are on the LPGA. She's going to pop in around 8:45 with an LPGA update and some big news there as well. And throughout the show, we take your calls, by the way. Maybe you're on your way to the golf course. 800-919-3776. All right, so let's recap the Masters really quick. And the storyline, could you have written a better script? I don't think so, especially this day and age where we are in society when it comes to what the Asian community has had to deal with the last few months. For Deki Matsuyama to come in and win this, what it means for the Asian community and what it means for Japan was just tremendous. So you really got to commend him. And he just, for a guy who's been who typically struggles with his putter, and this was not a guy. I didn't have any money on Deki coming in. Really didn't. I host this show. I do a golf show on Tuesday nights on my digital platform. We didn't really talk about Deki. I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about DeChambeau. We talked a lot about DJ. Had some money on Justin on Reed. I was hoping Finau could make an appearance, make some noise. I mean, you know, John Rahm. He didn't spend a lot of time on Deki, and he just came out of nowhere and just really, really thrilled for the young man. Some other storylines. Schauffele, of course, was close, but no cigar. Towards the end, the last few holes, you really thought that maybe he was going to push the envelope and really kind of, how great would have it been if he would have gotten in the water to potentially push for a playoff? That would have been fun. But again, still, the story here is Deki in Japan winning a green jacket for the first time. Willy Zalatoris, I've been talking about him all season long. He's been one of my favorites. He has one-upped my Ricky Fowler infatuation, that's for sure. But he has arrived. He definitely became, obviously, finishing bridesmaid, became a household name. I was really worried coming into this tournament that I wouldn't get that plus money for him to finish in the top 20. But sure enough, and I told people in the column, hopefully you read it on ESPN.com. Again, it posts every Wednesday. He has been the ATM machine for golf gamblers to finish in the top 20 each and every tournament, Willie Z is. And heading into Heritage, this tournament, it was plus 110. So I was thrilled that you were still getting plus money for him to finish in the top 20. Spieth, close but no cigar, probably one of the biggest storylines this season in golf and how he's been able to turn his game around, that's for sure. Daddy Rahm, John Rahm, really surprised me. I thought because he just had a child a few days prior to the Masters, he wouldn't perform as well as he did, but he had an amazing final round on Sunday, and so that was really good to see. Justin Rose just couldn't hold it down. Reed had a nice Sunday round. Finau, just for whatever reason, just can't get over the hump on the weekend, a 73 and a 72, even after he got a phone call from Tom Brady. Rory is a complete mess. Not sure when he's going to turn it around. We got Mike Adams, one of the best golf instructors on our show, leading into the Masters. And he even, listen, he gave us some really good advice. We won a lot of money betting on the Masters last week. And hopefully you listened to the show because we helped you win a lot of money as well with the advice and the little nuggets that Mike provided for us on the show. And Rory being a dumpster fire in regard to him losing his swing and not sure when he's going to find it. Was really a big nugget, and you know, I don't like to bet negative. In fact, it's one of the biggest criticisms I get with my crew on Daily Wager is, Anita, you're always betting the over. You're always, because I want to root for guys to do well. I don't like rooting for guys to do poorly. And so, but you know, I couldn't, after our conversation with Mike, I couldn't help myself. So I played a lot of matchups against Rory and also bet on Rory to miss the cut. And sure enough, that's what happened. DJ and Brooks missed the cut as well. Not surprised with Brooks Koepka because he's dealing with that knee issue, but a little surprised with DJ. Seems like DJ is kind of off his mark right now. And the guy that I picked to win, and I felt this was one of the best storylines heading into the Masters, was Bryson DeChambeau. I felt like, you know, maybe he learned his lesson in regard to how to attack Augusta in November, but of course, that's not the case. It's not how he played out. He's still trying to muscle this course, and that's obviously not how it works. So those are some of the storylines in regard to the Masters. How much money did everybody make? Decky, a little over $2 million. Willie Zalatoris, 1.2. Spieth, Schauffele, they shared about $280,000. John Rahm and Leishman, about $460,000. Justin Rose, $385,000. Reed, Corey Connors, $356,000. Cameron Smith, Tony Finau, each walked away with a little over $300,000. Webb Simpson, Sink, Nah, Kim, Harmon, a little over $260,000. So again, like I said, William Hill is among a number of sportsbooks posting odds for Woods to win the 2022 majors, Masters, okay? Now, they have him at 40-1 odds, winning his sixth Masters title in 2002. Listen, you know, there's been reports, we know what happened in the accident. We know that he's rehabbing in Florida. We don't know how that rehab is coming along. But I don't want to get ahead of myself, but just imagine that storyline. Right? Imagine that storyline where Tiger spends the entire year rehabbing from that horrific car accident and comes out and possibly wins the 2022 Masters. I can't even wrap my head around that right now, but those odds are out there. And, you know, obviously the biggest question is, will he be able to play golf again, let alone compete in the Masters? But a number of these sports books, by the way, said, if you put your money down on Woods right now, 40-1, and if he does not tee it up next year, you will get a refund, by the way. So a lot of sports books are doing that, which is quite nice. All right, so how does the FedEx Cup standings look right now? DeChambeau still at the top with 1,577 points. Behind him, Justin Thomas, who's having a phenomenal year. Schauffele, Cantlay, who missed the cut at Heritage. Little upset about that. Lost some money there. Hovland, Spieth, again, Spieth, I think one of the biggest storylines this year in golf at 1,250 points. Decky, moves up to 1,244 points after his win at the Masters. Dustin Johnson at 8, a little over 1,100. Tony Finau, a little over 1,000. And John Rahm, a little over 1,000 as well, and he comes in at 10. So those are your top 10 in regard to the FedEx standings. And I will share these with you each and every Sunday to keep you on top of, as we get closer, of course, to the end of the season. So DeChambeau, JT, Schauffele, Cantlay, Hovland, Spieth, Decky, DJ, Finau, and Rahm. That's where that stands. Now, the next major is the PGA Championship. That's right. Taking place in Kiawa. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. The Ocean Course in South Carolina. Now, this is a Pete Dye course. They call it diabolical. A diabolical design, known as one of the most difficult courses, top three in the country. It's long. It does have it has wide fairways, but there's lots of wind, and you want to look for guys that putt well on Bermuda greens. Links course feel, kind of a course that you would envision that you would play across the pond. Now Rory won it here in 2012. Other top tens: Poulter and Justin Rose. Poulter, by the way, his odds to win this is 125-1, and Justin Rose is 40-1. And Justin Rose, again, really great performance that we saw at the Masters. Like I said, unfortunately, just couldn't seal the deal on Sunday. Really, Saturday, move day, is kind of when he began to falter. There's two players that I'm going to have an eye on as we get closer to the PGA Championship. And one is John Rahm. Again, really, 66, shot a 66 on Sunday at the Masters, finished tied for fifth. He's 23rd in driving distance. You're going to need guys that are long off the tee to win the PGA Championship. And he's coming in, like I said, hot after the Masters. I'm going to keep an eye on him, see what tournaments he plays as we get closer to the PGA Championship. And another guy that I'm eyeing right now is Webb Simpson, who's making some noise this weekend. Webb Simpson, he's tied for sixth right now. He's 5 under, so he's 8 shots back. He tees off today around 150, shot a 71 on Thursday, 68 on Friday, and a 64 yesterday. Again, a Carolina native, so knows this course extremely well, and he's 8th in strokes gained around the green prior to playing the Heritage. So those are two golfers that I might throw a little coin on right now, and I'm going to keep an eye on what tournaments they tee up in as we get closer to the PGA Championship, and if I see them, playing good golf, great golf, I might double down, triple down as we get closer to the PGA Championship. But those are two guys that I'm keeping an eye on. Who's favored in the PGA Championship right now? DJ, 10-1. Rahm's 11-1, like I just said. Justin Thomas, 12. Bryson, 14. Spieth, 16. Morikawa, 22. Morikawa, by the way, second right now, 13 under. So he's 5 shots back. He's going to be Stuart Sink's partner today. That's the duo right there. They tee off at 210. Cantlay's 25-1. Decky, 25-1. My guy, Willie Zalatoris, 33-1. Webb Simpson is 33-1 as well. So those are your odds for the PGA Championship. Okay, so now we brought you up to speed on the Masters and where the standings are and the odds. When we get back, my partner in crime, John Mascari, head pro over at Alpine Country Club, is going to jump on board. We're going to dive into the Heritage. That's right, Harbortown. That's what's taking place right now. Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Stewart Cink, 5-shot lead. Can anyone one-up him? Can anyone outseed him? Is it his tournament to lose? I say it is. The odds, not great. It's a lot of juice. -275. So where are you going to find your value?
On the Tee with Anita Marks. Brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink, ready to go. On 98.7 ESPN.
Stewart Cink at 47 years old. 3 consecutive rounds in the 60s. He's got a 5-shot advantage. His best stat is on approach, which is the key on this course, where he's averaging 2.75 strokes gained on the field across the first 3 rounds. Now, 50-hole leader at 5 shots or more have closed the deal 82.5% of the time in the last 15 years. 82.5% of the time. As I said, this is really Stewart Cink's tournament to lose. We bring in John Mascari, head pro at Alpine Country Club. A few things, John, first and foremost. How impressed are you with Stewart Cink? We know he hasn't won in a while. And do you agree with me? I mean, 82.5%, how can you not? It's his tournament to lose, right, dude?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, he talked about bludgeoning, and he's certainly bludgeoning the field right now. He's on cruise control, opened up with two back-to-back 63s and then followed it up with a cool 69 yesterday. It is his tournament to lose. I don't see it happening, so I see that number going up from 82%, even a little bit higher with his win today.
Now, I know you have a beautiful son and daughter. You got a beautiful family. I love the whole storyline here with his son on his bag. And then I mentioned when we opened up the show is, you know, that there was, you know, the commentators were talking about his wife battling cancer a few years back, and she's there and she's following them around the course. It's a great, it's a feel good kind of warm the heart storyline that's happening there. Do you envision, you know, that when your son is old enough that you'll be playing in some of those tournaments that you play in? As a head pro and having your son on the bag, I mean, what in watching this, how does it make you feel, John?
Yeah, I would definitely see that. It's, you know, it's something that if you talk to the majority of golfers, they learn the game from their parents, and to be able to share this moment with his son, and I think it gives him a sense of calm when he's out there. You know, he could talk to his caddy about whatever they want to talk about, not just the round of golf that they're in, and it kind of puts him in a good headspace. For me, though, I think it would be real important to have my son out there on the bag. It's just a great experience, a great memory to have with your family, and as you mentioned, just a really feel-good story for the entire Sink family.
So Sink is going to be teeing it up at 2:10 p.m. Eastern time with Morikawa. Now, here's an interesting stat for you, right? We know how bad he's been struggling with his putter, but he's gained more than 12 shots on the field tee to green this week. It's really a shame. I mean, and not to take, like, we just talked about what a great feel-good story this is for Sink, but John, I mean, if Morikawa could just get this putter thing set and right? Like, just imagine just how, like, we love him. We talk about him, you know, on our show on Tuesday nights. Just imagine how great he would be and how much closer you know, he would be right now going into this final round if he get that putter going. But man, again, 12 shots on the field, tee to green this week. That's really impressive.
Yeah, he certainly got the putter going on the back nine yesterday with a 31, but he had a ho-hum front nine with 36. And on a golf course that you 62 and 63 is out there on this golf course. The question is, can he play catch-up today? And he needs a strong front nine. He needs to continue what he had going yesterday and bring it to the front nine and put some early pressure on Stewart Sink. If Morikawa goes out and shoots 35 or 34 in the front nine, it's just pretty much a ceremonial back nine for Stewart Sink, I would say. So he needs to come out of the gate hot, get the putter going, put some pressure on Sink, and we'll see what we can do on the back nine. But listen, Stewart Sink goes out and shoots 69 again today. It's going to take a 62 from Morikawa to beat him. That's a real tough ask.
One more guy I want to throw your way, and this is a real big long shot here, and that's Webb Simpson. This is who I picked to win the tournament. He's tied for six right now. He's 10 under, so he's eight shots back. But he's really turned it on the last 2 days. Shot a 64 yesterday. I know this is crazy, right? But he's, hands down, I think you could argue, one of the best iron players. And he loves this course. This course is a great fit for him. If he comes out here and just gets really dialed in, I know chances of him shooting a 60 or 61, that's really what it would take. But if Sink and Morikawa kind of falter and Webb Simpson comes out and has like a round for the ages, I'm just throwing it out there, and you could get him at 35-1. I know it's a huge long shot, but like put a dollar on it, right? Put a dollar on it.
A buck on him just for the hell of it, but I can't. I wouldn't hold my breath on that big of a collapse by either of the guys on the top of the leaderboard, especially Sink. I mean, an eight-shot difference coming into a round where, gosh, he could shoot even par and still beat Webb Simpson. So stranger things have happened, but this is the one that I would save your buck on.
Some other guys that I really like, where I think you're going to find some value, right? So Morikawa to win is plus 450. So I'm gonna throw a dollar on Webb Simpson just for poops and giggles. I'm gonna throw maybe $5 on Morikawa just to see if, you know, we get some kind of drama towards the end. Stewart Sink is minus 275. It's too much juice for me. I'm gonna lay off that, but I'm gonna tell you where you can find some value. Emilio Grillo, okay? I love rolling that R. He's 12 under. He's third right now. You could get him to finish in the top five at minus 125. That's not a lot of juice. And I liked him coming in. I had him finishing in the top top 10 or top 20 coming in. So I'm already playing with house money. Some other guys that I like to finish in the top five. Again, I love Webb Simpson. The last 2 days, he's been playing really well, especially yesterday, shot a 64. You can bet that he's going to finish in the top five at plus 138, John. And last but not least, I'm calling him Chris Bez because you know me. I'll never be able to pronounce this dude's last name. Give it to me.
Bezuidenhout.
There you go. I'm just going to sneeze, and then you'll know that I'm talking about him because that's what it sounds like. You could bet
come
that he's
going
to – you could – Chris Bez. Come on. That's got a ring to it. You could bet
it
that
does.
He's going to – I know. Like Willie Z. Chris Bez, Willie Z. These guys should pay me to like create their own little, you know, surnames or whatever. Anyway, he's 9 under, so he's tied for 10th right now. And he's playing great golf. Shot a 65 yesterday. You can bet that he's going to maintain and stay in the top 10 at plus 164. So this is where I'm finding value, right? Chris Bez to finish in the top 10 at plus 164. Webb Simpson to one up, get into the top five at plus 138. Your thoughts on those two players?
Yeah, I think those are fantastic picks, but I think you're leaving out a really important person. That's Corey Connors, I think, is right in the mix for a nice top five finish. I mean, he struggled a little bit yesterday with plus one, but he's still 10 under par. And here's a guy who's continually contends on a weekly basis. You know, since October, he had a tie for eighth at the Zozo, a third at the Arnold Palmer, a seventh at the Players, an eighth at the Masters. You know, he's playing, and he plays extremely well on big stages, obviously, but, you know, here's a guy who's now currently 42nd. I just feel like he's getting better and better and better and better. Again, a little bit of a step back yesterday, but I like him pushing through on the weekend as well.
All right, Corey Connors, you could get him to finish in the top five at plus 225. I'll throw some coin on him for you because I know you're
all
at the
right,
golf course.
You.
I know you Alpine Country Club, where you got to take care of all your members. John, you rock. I adore you, my friend. Thank you so much. Have a great Sunday, and I'll see you on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you too, Nita. Everybody playing golf today. Good luck. Play well. See ya.
You got it. Again, that's John Mascari. I'm Anita Marks. This is On the Tee. We come back. David Behrman is going to be joining me. He oversees all of our gambling content on a variety of platforms at ESPN. Again, him and I submit a column each and every Wednesday, and it posts on Wednesday. We submit it on Tuesday night, if you have to know. It posts on Wednesday, and a lot of our plays are active and attractive right now.
On the Tee with Anita Marks. Brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink, ready to go on 98.7 ESPN.
It's time now for our guest segment brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink, ready to go. David Behrman joins us now on 98.7 ESPN. Like I say, he oversees all our chalk content, our gambling content on ESPN. David, how you doing?
Good, good, good. Good morning. I'm used to being on with you in the middle of the night, so it's a little refresher to be on in the morning. How are you?
I know, we usually have you on for Weekend Wager. Now you're on the Tee, so we're excited about it. All right, let's dive right into it. I know you got a big flag football game with your son coming up in just a few minutes. Before we look forward to the Heritage, I want to look back on the Masters, and the Masters odds are out for 2022, and William Hill has Tiger Woods 40-1. Now, I know that they've said that they will refund if Tiger doesn't tee up, but... Man, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around that. Can you imagine what an unbelievable storyline that would be for Tiger to come out of this horrific car accident, prepare to get back to the Masters in 2022, let alone win it?
I mean, it would take what he did a couple of years ago and you know, put it on, you know, just even that much higher. Obviously, his return and win to get to the top of the summit and win a major after not having one for 11 years was amazing enough. It was one of the best comeback stories of all time, considering everything he went through. But then to do it again after a massive, massive car accident. And, you know, you got to put the odds up there because that's one of the reasons why they even post Masters odds, is everyone wants to know what Tiger is. I've seen him anywhere from 40 to 60, depending on what book you look at. You almost have to put his odds at that just to even play. And that's kind of, I sent those odds out last week, and that's the responses I got over email was, his odds have to be astronomical just to even suit up. And we all hope and pray that, you know, Tiger gets well and he gets back on the course and plays. But to think that he'd be able to not only play, but then win an event like the Masters next year is far-fetched. I wouldn't think anybody would put any money on that unless you're sentimental and want to have that ticket. But that's a tough one, Anita.
Let's take a look at the PGA Championship, the next major tournament that's on the schedule. I said there's two players that I'm going to eye the next few weeks, and I like their odds right now. And one is John Rahm, 11-1. He's 23rd in driving distance. You're going to need to be long off the tee to win on this ocean course in South Carolina. And Webb Simpson, who's a Carolina native, 8th in strokes gained around the green. That's prior to Heritage. And the way that he's played the last 2 days, I would imagine that he's going to move up the board in that stat line, and he's 33-1. Is there a guy that you're going to keep your eye on the next few weeks as we get closer to the PGA Championship, David?
I'd like to see what Dustin does, only because he hasn't been playing well. Obviously, he won the Masters last November, had a couple of good events earlier this year. But the last couple of weeks, including this event right now at the Heritage, Dustin hasn't looked too good. So you got to figure he's going to get his game into form. He's probably going to be, you know, either the favorite or the co-favorite. I'm just watching to see if he can get his game into form to win another major, because he was as dominant gets late last year and early this year, and all of a sudden, for whatever reason, that's fallen off the map. I do agree with you. As you know, we've discussed this on the show many times. Big fan of Webb Simpson. I have him this week at the Heritage. I'm probably going to be playing him again at the PGA, considering where it's located. He has the iron game to get it done, and so I'm going to be watching Webb, of course. I think your John Rahm thing would be absolutely a play to look at. And I also want to see what Rory's doing, because Rory, it's an enigma how bad he's been the last couple of weeks. I didn't play him at the Masters because of how bad he was playing. You'd have to think he's going to turn it around at some point. He's won in Charlotte before. He's won a couple of times down there, and you'd have to think that at some point he's going to get his game going. I'm not playing Rory until he does, but those are a couple of guys that I'm actually going to pay attention to see what they do in the weeks leading up to it.
Again, David Behrman joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Let's take a look at the Heritage. Again, you and I liked Webb Simpson coming in to win it. He's tied for 6 right now. He's 8 shots back, 35-1. He's going to have to shoot a 60-61 today, and Sink and Morikawa are not going to be able to, you know, are going to have to kind of falter in order for him to win. I like the top 5 with Emilio Grillo. I also like the top 5 with Webb Simpson. But here are some matchups that I like, and I'm curious if you like any of these. Sam Burns was just amazing on approach shots yesterday. I mean, he just destroyed the course with his irons. I like him over Glover, plus 105. I like Streelman over Berger at plus 120. And I'm calling him Chris Bez, because there's no way I'm going to pronounce his last name ever in the history of the world. So I've got Chris Bez over Corey Connors. I know you're big on Connors at plus 120. These are three matchups that I really like, that you're getting plus money, because all three of these golfers played extremely well yesterday, and I'm expecting them to pick up where they left off, especially on their approach shots. Do you like any of those matchups today?
I do like Sam Burns. I think that's a good one. I'm not going to be betting against Corey Connors. You know,
I know you love him. That's your man crush.
He's my human ATM, and you know, he's doing it again. I know he had a poor showing yesterday, but I still think he finishes in the top 10, if not top 5, which I played both of them. I do like your Grillo matchup versus Matt Wallace. I think that is a good one. Webb Simpson versus Sungjae Im, I think, is a really good matchup to watch. You know, you and I both took Webb to win. I have Webb top 5, top 10, top 20 as well. He's on that cusp right now, T6. I think he's going to make a run up there to the top 5. He's not going to win it. This is Stewart Cink's tournament. He has a 5-shot lead. I don't see him blowing. If he does blow it, it'll be Colin Morikawa. But I do like Webb over Sungjae Im today. You like Bez over Connors? I guess with the odds, that's not a bad one. Connors did not look good yesterday. One guy I want, you know, I don't need to tell you this since you do it every single week, but Willie Z. Willie Z sitting right outside the top 20, didn't do very well yesterday, but did finish with birdies on 15, 16, and 17 to recover from the double and bogey that he had the two holes previously. So the kid bounced back after going 3 over on 2 holes. Right outside the top 20, I think he makes the top 20, and I would also play him at 4-1 to finish in the top 10 with a little outside shot at getting into the top 5 at 14-1. He's only 3 shots out of a top 5, and you know Willie Z, your human ATM, your man crush, that guy can shoot 66, 65, 64 and get right into the top 5, and you can get 14-1 on that, and that's something I would look at.
I'm just going to throw out a few guys that I'm going to play in DFS today. Webb Simpson for sure. Morikawa for sure. Morikawa is going to be chasing Sink. I think I'm going to avoid Sink because I think Sink is just going to play safe, right? Listen, he's got a 5-shot lead on Morikawa. So I'm staying away from Sink. I like Kirk. I like Streelman. Like I said, I like Chris Bez. I like Sam Burns and Willie Zalatoris. So those seven guys I'm going to play around with in a few DFS lineups. Anybody that I left off that you're going to play in some DFS today, David?
I would play Matt Fitzpatrick as well. I think he's another guy who's going to be trying to shoot a low score to get into that top five and hope that Stewie Sink drops a couple of shots. Matty's right outside that area. I would play him. Daniel Berger's had a couple of good rounds. I'd play him in Daily Fantasy. You know, I'm happy for Stewie Sink because every time I hear that name, and I worked the 2009 British Open over at Turnberry when everybody on the planet was rooting for Tom Watson to win a major at age 59, it was, to me, one of the more spectacular sporting events I'd ever been to and or watched. I remember being in the truck on the 18th hole and every single person was frozen, stood up, watched, nobody said a word. Watson misses the putt, and unfortunately Stewie Sink was the villain who stole that from everybody. It would have been one of the top sports stories of all time, seeing a 59-year-old win a major. But I'm glad that Stewie's, you know, 11, 12 years later, able to continue winning at his age, and hopefully, you know, people won't remember that he stole the major. They'll remember him as a major winner who also won other events like the RBC.
David, always great having you on a variety of our programs here on 98.7 ESPN. I so appreciate you. Tell your son good luck today with his flag football game, and I'll talk to you next week.
Will do. Enjoy the golf today, and hopefully you cash some tickets.
Hopefully we all do. David, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Now back to On the Tee with Anita Marks. Brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink, ready to go on 98.7 ESPN.
That's right, it's On the Tee. Anita Marks with you. Show number 3. Excited that we're here every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. getting you ready for the final round of each and every tournament. Looking back, looking forward as well, and talking some LPGA as well with Christina Thompson, CEO, owner of Golf for Her. She reps a lot of the ladies golfers on the LPGA Tour. Christina, welcome in. Good morning. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Give us an update. We don't have a lot of time left, but I wanted to definitely bring you on because some really exciting news that took place this weekend on the tour.
Yeah, absolutely. So yesterday we had the final round of the Lotte Championship in Oahu, Hawaii. The Lydia Ko, the 23-year-old former number one, two-time major champ, played spectacular golf to win her 16th career title and end her 3-year winless streak. I think it's the year that players are like coming back, you know, and winning. She dominated the tournament. She really put on an incredible show for us this week. And this is one player, if you're not familiar with, you know, she's literally grown up in front of us. I mean, she came on the scene in 2012. She was 14 years old when she started playing. She became the youngest golfer ever to win a pro golf tournament, male or female, and became the youngest winner of an LPGA Tour event when she was 14 years old. I mean, like Tiger, Lydia Ko had 12 wins in her first 66 tour starts. The girl, you know, she won as an amateur. She couldn't even keep the prize money at the time. She turned pro when she was 16 years old, won 3 more times. In 2015, she won 5 more times. At the age of 17, she became world number one, making her the youngest golfer, male or female, to be ranked number one in pro golf. At 18 years old, this girl, she won a major championship. She was the youngest player to win a major with a closing round of 63, the lowest final round in the history of women's golf. And, you know, it made her the youngest major champ in the history of like LPGA and major championships since young Tom Morris when he won back in 1868. I mean, this girl is on fire. She is an incredible golfer. She hit like a really weird dry streak. I mean, she didn't win in 2017. She won once in 2018. She's been winless since then. You know, back in 2019, she parted with her longtime swing coach, David Ledbetter. No one could figure out what happened to Lydia. Was she just like a child star wonder that, you know, at such a young age, she just shot up because she didn't care. Like, she had that, like, young, immature, like, mentality, and she just was out there like destroying these courses. But something was going on. She's changed from David Ledbetter. She started working with Sean Foley, as many of you know, was Tiger's swing coach. He's currently working with Justin Rose. And so, you know, something happened during the pandemic. She started spending a lot of time working on her game. But, you know, like Tiger, when he came on the scene so young, he was like this young little skinny guy, and he grew and his body grew. And like Lydia, 14, she's 23 years old right now. She came on the scene. She had little glasses. I think she maybe even had braces. I mean, she was this little thing. Now she's a 23-year-old woman. These players have to learn how to play with their new bodies, right, as they grow and mature in front of us. Well, whatever they are doing with Foley is working, because she killed it at the A&A. She finished solo second just a few weeks ago. But after that tournament, we were all talking, wow, is Lydia back? And after her display in Hawaii this week, I hate saying when players are back after a winless streak. I'm not a big fan of it. But based on this girl's resume, if you're not familiar with this player, Google her. You'll be very impressed. I'm putting money on Lydia Ko to win more this year. This girl has game, and she's a solid player. I mean, she wasn't world number one at 17 for nothing. So, I don't know. It seems like
final round
is that year to end win the streak.
Final round 65 on Saturday left her 28 under. 28 under.
28 under.
Unbelievable. All right, yeah, so word to the wise from Christina Thompson. Keep an eye on Lydia Ko moving forward, and we will keep an eye on those odds with all the tournaments that she's going to tee up in the next coming weeks and months. Christina, thank you so much. Really quick before I let you go, any hope that Morikawa will win this tournament over Sink, even though he's five shots back? You could get him at +450. You putting any money on Morikawa to win this tournament? I don't think it happens. I think it's Sink's tournament to win. He's just been so on point, so dialed in.
It's Sink's year. He won in Safeway. I think he's got to, it's hard. No, I'm rooting for Morikawa, but I think Sink has got it. If he Sinks this, it's his tour to win.
Are you teeing it up today? You and Mark teeing it up today?
I am. I have a I got tee time at 2:00 out here in Skyview in Sparta.
Oh, very fun. Excited. Nice. All right. Yeah. Well, enjoy yourselves. Give Mark, your husband, of course, a big kiss and hug from me. Love you, girl. Thank you for the update. Appreciate you.
Yeah, be well, guys. Thanks.
You got it. Christina Thompson, again, golf for her. I always say you got to look good to play good. And that's why I get all my golf clothes from her. Where are we at? We've got a few minutes left in the show. I said I was going to recap. Also, I wanted two things I want to share with you before we recap. And I just remind you of some of the bets that I'm going to make heading into this final round. There's a great website called the Caddy Network. If you recall watching the Masters, Decky's caddy had this T-shirt underneath his white suit. And it had like a logo of a caddy. And that's the logo from the Caddy Network. Anyway, this shirt has taken off. It's trending right now. And I'm probably going to ruin it. But I've got quite a few caddies that I love here in the New York and New Jersey area. Like, they're my guys, right? And you guys know, if you're listening, you guys know who you are. And so I went online and I bought a few for them. So if you're a big golfer out there, you're a member at a club, you've got a caddy that is your caddy. The club knows whenever you tee off, if that caddy's working, he's on your bag. Log on to the Caddy Network. Shirt, I think, is like $25, something like that. It's a really nice gift, I think, to give to a caddy that's really near and dear and special to you, that helps you, of course, try to, you know, shoot and give you the score that you want each and every week. So check that out. Also, as I said, Arizona, get this. The PGA Tour and DraftKings will partner together to open a sports book on the site at TPC Scottsdale, site of the annual Waste Management Phoenix Open, in what the tour calls a quote-unquote state-of-the-art premium experience for fans to be able to bet on all sports at the golf course. Are you kidding me? Like, if that's not a bucket list event to go to anyway at the Phoenix Open, now they're going to have a sports book there on the course. So while you're there, you can bet on a variety of things along with the tournament, hole to hole. I think states that have legalized gambling, I think the tour needs to implement these, maybe, you know, like little pop-up shops or whatever. across the board. I really would love to see that. I think that would be tremendous. Okay, so just to recap before we tee off the Anita Marks show, that's going to be with you from 9 to 12:30 today. I know, extended show. We've got a lot of guests lined up for you as well. Again, here are my plays. I do believe that Stuart Sink wins this, but the juice is too high. -275. I'm staying away from it. Am I going to throw some coin on Morikawa? You know what? Maybe. Like I said, he's gained 20 strokes on his approach shots. Tee to green this week. If the putter comes alive today, and just by chance, Sink does not have a great round and doesn't shoot in the 60s, you never know. You can get Morikawa at +450. I'm going to throw some coin on that just for poops and giggles. I'm going to throw a dollar on Webb Simpson. Now, he's 8 shots back. But if he, you know he has it in his bag to shoot a 60-61. I'm going to throw it. He's 35-1. I'm going to throw a dollar on it. What? All right. Why not? Here's where you're really going to get some value. Emilio Grillo, I like him to finish in the top 5 at -125. He's third right now. He's 12 under. I think the best value is Webb Simpson to finish in the top 5. I think he has a spectacular round today. You can get that at +138. And also, I'm going to play Chris Bez. Bezenhout. Again, I'll never get it. To finish in the top 10 at +164. So those are my two favorite bets. Webb in the top 5 at +138. Chris in the top 10 at +164. Some plus money in some of the matchups I'm going to play today. Burns over Glover at +102. Streelman over Berger at +120. And Chris Bez over Connors at +120. DFS, here's the guys that I'm going to play in my DFS matchups. Webb, Morikawa, Kirk, Streelman, Chris Bez, Sam Burns, and Willie Z. I'm going to have some fun, put together a few different lineups with those cats. Hopefully we'll help you win some money, guys. Appreciate you listening to On the Tee here on 98.7 ESPN. Again, we're here with you every Sunday morning at 8 a.m., getting you ready for the final round. And, of course, a lot of other great guests and great golf topics. And, of course, you.